Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
They have every personality defect in the book. Defect.
K-R-O-Q.
Let's talk to the creator of craps.com.
That doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good, I know, yeah. But Alex is on the phone. Good morning, Alex.
Guys, good morning.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you for joining us. Now, as I understand, craps.com, basically it's a website to make fun of all the silly Apple apps for iPhone that most of us haven't even heard about.
Exactly. I mean, there's like 30,000 applications in the App Store, and trust me, a lot of them are, like I said, crap.
Yeah.
I can't believe, looking at your site, how many different applications there are to help women predict when their periods are coming. What's that all about?
Exactly. I mean, I think the hard part is actually naming all those applications. But
sure.
You know, I guess it's relevant. There's, about 20 of them at least. So.
But how much help? I'm not a woman, of course, but how much help do you need figuring that out?
Well, maybe they're using that rhythm method, in which case you better be right.
Right, but... Okay.
It gets complicated.
You need an application
to figure
that out.
You don't know.
I don't.
That's
what I'm asking. Wow.
So, Alex, you don't invent apps, right? You just write about them?
Yeah, exactly. I basically, every night, I go through hundreds of apps that are new, and I just kind of find the ones that'll make you laugh and make you think, like, what the heck was Apple thinking?
Well, it's not Apple in most cases, is it?
Well, no, it's not. But you know what? Apple has the final say
sure.
of what goes in that app store, and then there's a lot of just crazy apps that they're approving right now.
I'm not up on this as much as Bean is.
Yeah.
But didn't they not allow outside apps for a long time, and that was a big point of contention with people that had the phone?
Right, exactly. They started allowing apps probably back in, August. And so all these third-party developers started submitting these apps, and it really took off. It really enhanced the iPhone. But it's just kind of getting out of control right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some of the ones that you talk about on your site, craps.com, which, by the way, if you want to play along at home, it's spelled K-R-A-P-P-S, craps.com, and we will put a link to that from krock.com. There are some applications that have to do with boobies. Now, this is the one that really surprised me because I would think Apple, you know, they would have some policies against the stuff that's a little bit smutty, but no.
You would think, but you know what? The developers are getting creative. The boobies app are not for boobies. It's to manipulate photography. It's to make your Jell-O jiggle or the Golden Gate Bridge jiggle. Mm-hmm. But hey, everybody knows you can take a picture of boobies and then place these little targets on the boobie, and then you got jiggling boobies. So there.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know the developers are getting creative. So mm-hmm. they know how to get around things.
One of them is called iJiggles. There's another one called Wobble that do the same thing, that basically make pictures of a girl's boobs bump up and down. What's the drunk dialing enabler? What's this one all about, Alex?
Well, you know, you guys had the guy who had the bad decision blocker,
right.
And that means you can't drunk dial. But there's this developer out there who went the completely opposite way. So he developed an app. If you're totally smashed, totally blitzed, you can't dial the darn phone, all you have to do is shake it, and it'll dial for you. So that'll be your drunk dialer right there.
Oh, is that the ringer roulette?
That is ringer roulette.
And so so you don't even know who you're calling. It just dials and you talk to whoever happens to pick up.
Exactly.
But love that.
Right. But the thing, you know what? The developer is actually cool. You can go ahead and block, like, your mom's name or your priest, so you're not calling them, like, at 3 a.m.
I would like to suggest, since we had that guy on yesterday and we have this guy on today, that people trying to take away drunk dialing, you're doing a great disservice to society.
Because
drunk dialing is awesome.
It is. Absolutely.
Now, I don't use it, Alex, but isn't there a way on some of the iPhones to shake your phone and have it start playing randomly in iTunes? Is this kind of the same idea for this one you've just described?
Yeah, for Ring Roulette, exactly. You just basically shake it, and it just jumps on a number, and it will dial it for you, and then you can go to town.
How do these people not – there are a lot of good video games that you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that? I mean, how much time can you spend trying to figure out when your period is? And why aren't you playing a video game?
Well, you know what?
Can't you do it all?
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what? iFart kind of started this all. I mean, basically, iFart was the first kind of racy app Apple approved. You push a button, your iPhone farts.
Yeah, and you can put a delay in it. That's a good one, by the way. That's well worth your time.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah, that one rules.
Right, and you know, it shot up to number one. The guy made millions. He quit his job. Who knows what he's doing now? So you know what? Everybody wants to jump on that party train.
Yeah.
Alex, I was going to ask you about this. I'm glad you brought up the iFart guy because he did cash in big. Is there tons of money to be made for these applications, or are most of them the guy makes a couple of $1,000 and it's hardly worth the time creating it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's 30,000 apps. I heard a figure there's like 40,000 developers that actually are in this program making apps for Apple. I think, you know, honestly, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think for the most part, you know, they aren't making a lot of money. There is a golden pot at the end of that rainbow, so I think everybody's reaching for it. But I think for the most part, you know, it's a tough road to bear. And plus, you know, you've got 30,000 apps you got to compete against, man.
You've got
to not only develop it, but you got to market the darn thing.
What's the dumbest, worst one yet?
Oh, there's just so many. Okay, there's something. There's two apps called Spank. And then one called Spank the Monkey.
Okay, oh, I think Mike would be into both of those.
Okay, but we're not going where you think with the whole monkey thing. Basically, well, I guess maybe you are. Anyways, the spanking apps are positioned as stress relievers. So if you're having a bad day, guys, take out your iPhone, launch this app, and just spank your iPhone. It'll make you feel better.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Lame.com.
Yeah. Or then, for example, let's say...
say that's a good enough example right there.
Or how about if you're at a concert, right, and you're having a little bit too much beer, you need to go pee. But then there's hundreds of people around you, so you got a little stage fright. Well, just start your Shy Bladder application, and this will help you urinate. It will play sounds of water flow, whatever, and you'll be able to relieve yourself.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Unbelievable. Eyes.
Good times.
Wow, that is something else. All right, so craps.
Did I get
it
in time?
K-R-A-P-E-S. And it's and you're updating it. K-R-A-P-E-S. And you're updating it all the time with the new apps. And Alex, we appreciate you coming on and tell us about it. Fascinating stuff, dude. Thank you.
Okay, right on, guys. Take care.